I'm joined by the Syrian activist Talal Mahani, who is part of the conference. The news coming out of Syria today is very disturbing. What do you think's prompted this crackdown?
Well, it is disturbing news. It seems that there is sort of organized and well-planned, so going through sensitive cities such as Deir ez-Zor in the east, and which is mainly tribal area, and Hama, which actually holds sort of historical sensitivity. It's critical to read what the message that the regime wants to convey from this escalation. But it seems that from the beginning of the protests, since March, there is sort of strategy followed by the regime in order to draw people to be involved in counter-violence. The regime knows that if this happens, he will be the winner, because it's stronger in terms of weaponry, and at the same time, it may give the crackdown sort of legitimacy.
And the regime has spun this line all along that there has been violence against them. Is there any evidence of that as far as you can tell?
I visited Syria last month, and from my point of view, I met lots of people around, and at least in the big cities, and I didn't find any evidence for these sort of gunmen or gangs. This is basically what the regime is saying, and if that is correct, that means for more than 5 months now, the regime is not successful in basically capturing and arresting these gunmen, and that may reflect sort of inefficacy. And it's not a good news for the regime as well, if we want to believe that.
And Reem Haddad, who is a sort of spokeswoman for Syrian State TV, had forces had to go into Hama because people were effectively being suppressed, and she painted a picture as if the security forces were saving them. What would you say to that?
Well, every time that the security forces and army intend to enter a city, they basically start to speak about such a news. For more than 5-6 weeks, there was no security forces in Hama, there was no army in Hama, and there was no one casualty or one victim. Just today, early in the morning, when the army start to enter Hama, we start to hear now the horrible news from there. And so far, as I know, is about, at least what the news saying, is about 49 victims in Hama only, with of wounded people. So now here imposes a question about to how extent such interference will basically save the lives, you know, of people there, and imposes a question about what the regime is intending to do.
And is there any significance that this has happened on the eve of Ramadan, which was seen as an important time for the opposition movement to be galvanized, hopefully by more people attending mosques and therefore attending demonstrations?
Yeah, well, I think, yes, this is quite an important and significant message. The spirit among the protesters is very high these days, and they are planning to do or to go through very, very large protests during Ramadan. However, this crackdown, you know, I cannot see what the significance. Is it like an attempt from the regime to arrest the activists and trying to make these Ramadan protests as minimum as possible, which is, I think, quite very, I don't know, it's I'm not sure how clever is this plan. But at the same time, also, I can read it from the angle that it's an attempt to push people to be involved in counter-violence, you know, exploiting the high spirit in the atmosphere, and also by applying such brutal approach, basically people now will start to ask about how can we, you know, resist, or should we resist? And of course, you know, as opposition a member, and I think most or maybe all the opposition wants to highlight the peaceful nature of these protests and to keep this peaceful nature end.
Thanks very much, Talal.
Thank you very much, Harun.